Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I wanted to get back into the Commanders here. And here's the question I wanted to tee up, Danny. We got Barry Sforluga coming on in a half hour. I want to get his thoughts. We can ask about Daniels' return in Washington in L.A., but also want to talk about Toboni, who was at the press conference today as the Nats introduced the new team president. If you got to make one change going into this game with the Chargers, what would your one change be? You only get one. We'll open up the phones on this at 800-636-1067.
We're blitzing more. We're already talking about Washington, one of the top 10 blitz percentage teams in the NFL at 27.7%, according to Pro Football Reference. Okay, right around there with the Giants, Jets, Raiders, etc. My point is, I need to know and understand that if the ball leaves the quarterback's hands, it's doomsday for me. If he gets to throw it on time, I'm done. I have no answer in the back end. I have no personnel. There's nothing I can do to adjust. I'll try my best to fix a scheme here and there. Maybe I'll stop treating Marshawn Lattimore like he's any good and, you know, offer help and rotate my coverages and try some different schemes and the like. But I need to get home. If I don't, I'm getting burned. The fear of blitzing in this modern era, because it used to be that's what you did to every quarterback. You hit him, you blitzed him, that's it. Well, once you have Manning and Brady and then Breeze and then, you know, handing it over to the Mahomeses of the world, blitzing is usually a death sentence, right? Because you're afraid if they pick up that block or they pick up that blitzer, there's, you know, one extra guy roaming free. There's extra space. Guys catch and run. It's big plays against you. I got news. The big plays are already happening. At least I'm going to go down fighting. At least I'm going to go down trying to create one of those turnovers that happens. I'm going to try to get the quarterback off his mark. I need to disrupt him, even if it means I'm going to get burned. Because my point is, I'm already going to get burned. After the next 3 weeks, I want to be ahead of the Atlanta Falcons, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Minnesota Vikings, in terms of my blitz percentage. It's not going to fix everything, but it's going to help me do a little bit of something to maybe generate a turnover here and there, even if I get burned sometimes.
So my change, and I don't think this is going to make a massive difference in the way of outcome. Like, oh, you would have won games if you did this. I just think if you do this more over the course of the season, you're going to have a lot more success. I am going to start feeding the ball to Jacory Kroski-Merritt more often than they do. Doesn't mean Jeremy McNichols never touches the football, who's got 10 carries this year. And it certainly doesn't mean that Chris Rodriguez doesn't get work. 18 carries, 98 yards, 5.4 per pop over the last two games. He's been effective since he got elevated from the practice squad. But he has more carries than Jacory Kroski-Merritt does in the last two games. First two games, he was inactive. Didn't get a uniform. He's just sitting and watching in street clothes. Two games he's been up for, they use him more than they use Bill. I'm just going to recalibrate how I break down the pie chart among the running backs. Because the three guys that I have, it's basically Jacory Kroski-Merritt at a 50% carry load on the season with McNichols and Rodriguez combining for about 50%. And it's like 30 to 20 roughly between those two guys, like a 50, 30, 20 JCM, C-Rod, McNichols on the carries this season between the three of them. But again, that's with two games where Rodriguez wasn't getting any carries and Kroski-Merritt had 14. So the last 2 weeks, it's essentially like a Rodriguez 50%, Jacory Kroski-Merritt 42%, Jeremy McNichols 8% or something like that. I'm turning up the faders on JCM. I think he's explosive enough that he will create big plays. He will hit a double, a home run here or there for you. And I think that the key for them is going to be to possess the football more, stay on the field more.
Mm-hmm.
And if that means some longer drives, then so be it. It's not necessarily that I want to run the ball. I'm not the run the dang ball guy. If you guys listen to this show over the years, you know that. I am a do what works guy, and they are really good at running the ball. Right now, Krosky Merritt's averaging 6 a carry, and Rodriguez is averaging 5.5 a carry. What they've done has been effective. So I'd like to just get more balance, and what I mean by this is giving the ball to your best players. That's what balance is. Call me Mike Leach. This week, there's no Terry McLaurin. So I don't have to worry about balance where it's like 30% Debo, 10% McLaurin, 10%. So you know what? McLaurin's out. Okay, who's my next best player? Debo gets the most touches. Krosky Merritt's next on the list. Who's after that? Jalen Lane or, you know, Luke McCaffrey? What does that look like? But JCM's going to carry the ball more moving forward. That would be my tweak.
What do you think it looks like? Like, it's Grant Kingsbury. Is it 12 carries, 15 carries? Like, I think they're worried about him being banged up and making it through because he didn't play football last year, basically, other than one game. That's maybe my best guess as to why it's gone this way.
I don't think it's that. You could be right. I think it's that they don't trust him in pass protection.
I think that's part of it, too. Yeah. I think it's not. Let me rephrase, not part of it. I think that's a huge part. I think it's 50-50.
How many carries am I divvying up? And I'll give you a number.
Let's call it 20 carries.
Okay, 20 between the three. I'll go.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'll go 14 or 15 for Bill. 4 or 5 for Rodriguez. 1 or 2 for McNichols. McNichols out of the gun, catching him with a draw. You know, in the right mm-hmm. situation, down in distance, 3rd and 17 to set up a field goal when I get 5 or something to get to the 34-yard line or something. Or McNichols to salt the game away and, you know, a power situation if you want to do that. But yeah, I just believe in get the ball to your best players. I think this guy is their best running back. I don't think it's particularly close. It's not a knock on Rodriguez, who's been good. It's not a knock on McNichols, who I think has been very, very solid. But I believe this guy carrying the football is explosive and exceptional. I just want to see him more involved. Shane's in D.C. What's up, Shane?
Hey, what's up, Commander Danny, Lieutenant Grant? How y'all doing today?
Good, buddy.
Hey, look, you said it right on the head. Feed Bill. We need Bill the football. I believe against Atlanta, if that had been Bill. But let me tell you something. Chris Rodriguez is a load. I've seen him play 4 years at University of Kentucky.
He can play.
And all he does is fall forward. Go ahead.
No, he can play. I'm co-signing.
Yeah, I'm a fan.
No, he's a baller.
And I tell people, I had him actually getting about 750 this year. I thought he was going to win the starting job, but You know, the pass pro is a big thing right now, especially with a young quarterback and this offensive line right now. And pass protection is got to be a question mark right now, how they're just juggling right now. But run the ball. You win by running the football. Set up play action, RPOs. That's what our system is. And without Terry, you know, we got to run the football. Because, you know, well, I take that back. I don't want to blitz because the reason why I say that is because our corners are trash. I don't want to leave them guys out there on the island. Lattimore, I'm done with him. I was done with him when he got here. I think now what we got to do is we just got to score people, and that's running the football. Give Bill the ball. Let's go, Bill.
RTDB. Not run the dang ball. It's the Toby Altizer acronym. Run the dang Bill. That's what he wants. A little more Bill. And I'm with you. I totally get it. By the way, here's my problem with the blitz philosophy. And yes, I want to see more aggressiveness. I do think they need to mix in more blitzes. They've mostly this year, you gave the numbers, they've done it fine. But the last two games, way more conservative. And this past week, they just weren't willing to. The problem with blitzing is that there are way fewer bodies on the back end to play zone.
Absolutely right.
There's so much more air in the defense. So either when you blitz, you play man, and you leave your corners basically in isolation, which your biggest issue with the defense is Marshon Lattimore doing that. Or you're playing zone, which is better, but now you just have way fewer guys to clog up areas. So there's just a lot more operating space if you don't immediately get home. I happen to think this is a week with this Chargers line where maybe you can win quickly if you blitz and dial things up correctly. But that's something to consider. Like, you're plugging holes in the dam, so to speak. As soon as you start blitzing, you're asking for more out of your corners who, I'm just putting words in your mouth here, you don't trust.
Totally. I don't trust them at all. My point is I don't trust them on regular dropbacks. I don't trust them when there's time, when there's not time.
Understood.
To me, the ball comes out, you're done.
I get it, but I'm just saying, normally, if you don't trust your corners, the last solution is to blitz more.
Well, and that's why they stop blitzing. That's why they let Michael Penix be more comfortable than anybody. My point is, if I'm going to go down, I'm going to go down aggressively. And the thing I come back to that maybe people don't agree with is, if they do it the way they just finished doing it, they're done. Like, they're going to be cooked by every quarterback. And the only way to stop it right now is to hit the quarterback. So I'll take my chances.
I'm with you that if you play the game you just played against Atlanta in coverage and defensively, that you will lose almost every week and quarterbacks will get real comfortable real fast. But I just think that was largely a response to the fact that they couldn't get any pressure rushing their front. And so what I would say to that is, I just think you got to win with four or with five. You got those guys have to win. That's the solution here. And if they can't, well, then we need to stop talking and save a lot of breath because nothing matters. And then you can't do anything. Then what is it that you even say you do here? But to me, that's the formula. I don't win so I don't have to send extra guys so I can help our cornerback room out if you're Joe Witt.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.